Bertel. The latest transcripts from closed-door testimony in the House impeachment inquiry ties U.S. President Donald Trump more closely to the allegation that he held up military aid to Ukraine in exchange for investigations of his political rivals. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Former National Security aide Tim Morrison told lawmakers Ambassador Gordon Sondland informed a senior Ukrainian official that U.S. military aid might be freed up if Ukraine's top prosecutor would go to the mic and announced that he was opening the Burisma investigation. Burisma is the Ukrainian gas company where former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter served on the board. Morrison says Sondland also told him he was discussing the Ukraine matters directly with President Trump. Morrison's testimony contradicted much of what Sondland told congressional investigators, and Sondland later amended his testimony. Both are scheduled to testify publicly this week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Police in Hong Kong launched a late-night operation Sunday to try to move about 200 protesters out of a university campus. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
It's a place of learning that's become a fortress against the police. And Hong Kong's Polytechnic University is now at the center of dramatic and violent scenes. It's the last of five campuses to remain occupied by protesters. On Sunday, they fired arrows and hurled petrol bombs from the rooftops of the barricaded university, while police used tear gas and water cannon. Protesters are using the university in Hong Kong's Kowloon district as a base to block the Cross Harbour Tunnel. And as clashes spread into the evening, police were trying to clear crowds from a bridge above that tunnel, though a police truck was forced to retreat after a petrol bomb set it ablaze.
That is Reuters' David Doyle. For more on any of today's news stories, please visit us at voanews.com or go to our mobile app. This is VOA News. The U.S. and South Korea say they are postponing joint military drills. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the move is an act of goodwill toward North Korea. The joint announcement was made in Bangkok at an Asia Defense Ministers Conference. Iran's supreme leader is backing a government decision to increase fuel prices, which sparked deadly protests over the weekend. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei blamed thugs for damaging property in protests that left at least two people dead. Pope Francis hosted 1,500 poor and needy people for lunch on Sunday at the Vatican. Sabina Castelfranco reports from Rome.
Some 150 round tables were prepared in the large Vatican Hall, where the Pope normally holds his indoor audiences with the faithful during the winter months. There he hosted lunch for poor people, including migrants and about 50 volunteers who work with the needy. Earlier on Sunday, the Pope celebrated a special mass in St. Peter's Basilica to raise awareness about the poor in the world. The mass was attended by the poor and the volunteers, who later lunched with the Pope. The Pope, who chose the name Francis after the saint of the poor, has focused his attention on the world's marginalized since the start of his papacy. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Venetians coped with another exceptional tide on Sunday. Stores and museums in Venice were mostly closed in the hardest-hit area around St. Mark's Square, but tourists wearing rubber boots still came to witness and photograph the flooding.
It's good. It's adventure for us. We have a trip to Venedig and we cannot change the date of the trip. And it's adventure to see it for me and for Chindos too.
Venice's tide office says the peak tide of 1.5 meters hit just after 1 p.m. local time. The World Health Organization is calling for stricter regulations on the marketing and sale of e-cigarettes. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Health officials are increasingly worried about the risks posed by e-cigarettes as reported cases of deaths and illnesses from these devices spread from the United States to Europe and beyond. The World Health Organization says it is disturbed that vaping devices continue to be marketed as products that are healthy and that can wean smokers off their nicotine addiction. Vaping is an extremely profitable growth industry. The number of people using vaping devices has increased from 7 million in 2011 to 41 million in 2018. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA 1, the best.